Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A crowd of more than 300 people packed a campaign event this morning for California Senator Kamala Harris. Harris says the country needs a new commander-in-chief because President Trump hasn't delivered on promises to help the middle class or improve the healthcare system.
In our America, nobody should have to work more than one job to have a roof over their head or put food on the table.
Harris is one of three candidates visiting Sioux City this week. South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg had a town hall meeting on Wednesday, and then the day before, Congressman Tim Ryan attracted a few dozen people to an event in downtown Sioux City. A Nebraska state fund that pays for children's health insurance, aid for people with developmental disabilities, and more than 20 other government programs is slowly losing money. That's according to state officials. The $478 million Nebraska health care cash fund covers a variety of programs from compulsive gambling assistance to biomedical research. Transportation problems persist on Nebraska County roads following massive flooding this spring. Interstates and state roads have been cleared for use, but traffic issues continue to plague damaged bridges, and unending repairs still obstruct traffic outside of major metropolitan areas. 81 of 93 counties have disaster declarations, and three of four bridges on a 48-mile stretch of the Niobrara River between Holt and Boyd counties are closed, causing significant hardships for people living in the area and forcing traffic onto just one road. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer. Have a fantastic Friday afternoon.